Welcome to Ujjayini.com, your daily current affairs companion for UPSC and state PCs preparation. In a significant development, the Government of India has announced two key military appointments, marking a crucial milestone in the country's defense restructuring. First, let's look at the appointments themselves. Lieutenant General N.S. Rajasubramani, a retired officer, will be the next Chief of Defense Staff, or CDS, and Secretary of the Department of Military Affairs. Vice Admiral Krishna Swaminathan will take over as the Chief of the Naval Staff. Both will assume their new roles on 31 May 2026. What makes this significant is that the CDS post is being filled by recall from retirement, a precedent set in 2022 with the appointment of General Anil Chauhan after the death of General Bipin Rawat. The rules permitting recall were notified by the Ministry of Defense in June 2022. Building on this, let's delve into the structure and mandate of the CDS post. The CDS position was created on 24 December 2019 by the Cabinet Committee on Security, and it was operationalized from 1 January 2020 when General Bipin Rawat took office. The CDS is a four-star officer, equivalent to a service chief, and holds the additional charge of Secretary of the Department of Military Affairs, a new department within the Ministry of Defense. The CDS reports directly to the Defense Minister. Crucially, the CDS serves as the principal military advisor to the Defense Minister on tri-service matters, while single-service matters remain with the respective chiefs. The CDS is also the permanent chairman of the Chiefs of Staff Committee, replacing the rotational senior-most chief. Furthermore, the CDS oversees the Andaman and Nicobar Command and the Strategic Forces Command, the only existing joint commands, and drives the theatrization process, which involves the integration of tri-service operational structures into joint theater commands. It is worth pausing here to note that the CDS does not command operational troops of the Army, Navy, or Air Force, nor does the CDS exercise military command over the service chiefs. The role of the CDS is focused on integration, jointness, and policy advice. But why does this matter? The Theatre Command reform, led by the CDS, is the most significant Indian military restructuring since independence. Now, let us turn to the historical context. The Theatre Command project, also known as theatrization, aims to integrate the operational structures of the Army, Navy, and Air Force into joint theatre commands. The envisaged structure includes a Northern Theatre Command, focusing on the China border, a Western Theatre Command, focusing on the Pakistan border, a Maritime Theatre Command, covering the Indian Ocean region, and a possible air defense command for integrated air defense. Moving on to the challenges, the Theatre Command reform faces several outstanding issues, including reservations from the Indian Air Force about losing operational control of squadrons to a theatre commander, legal and constitutional questions about the powers of the theatre commander under the Army, Navy, and Air Force Acts, and the need to reform service-specific career and promotion structures. With that background in place, let us look at the incoming Navy Chief, Vice Admiral Krishna Swaminathan, who brings an operational and strategic background relevant to the Indian Ocean region security posture, ongoing submarine modernization, the carrier program, and maritime engagement with Quad partners and Indian Ocean Naval Symposium members. Now, let us examine India's Higher Defense Organization. The President of India serves as the Supreme Commander, with the Cabinet Committee on Security, comprising the Prime Minister, Defence Minister, Home Minister, External Affairs Minister, and Finance Minister, playing a crucial role. The Defence Minister is supported by several departments, including the Department of Defence, Department of Defence Production, Department of Defence R&D, Department of Ex-Servicemen Welfare, and the Department of Military Affairs, which is headed by the CDS. The CDS also serves as the permanent chairman of the Chiefs of Staff Committee. Now, Let us lock in the key facts and numbers for your revision. The CDS post was created on 24th December 2019 and operationalized from 1st January 2020. The first CDS was General Bipin Rawat, who served from 1st January 2020 to 8th December 2021. The second CDS was General Anil Chauhan, who served from 30th September 2022 to 31st May 2026. The third CDS, announced recently, is Lieutenant General N.S. Rajasubramani, who will take office on 31st May 2026. The CDS holds a 4-star rank, serves as Secretary of the Department of Military Affairs, and is the permanent chairman of the Chiefs of Staff Committee. The CDS does not command operational troops. Now, how does this connect to your UPSC preparation? This topic is relevant to GS Paper 3, which covers internal security and defense, including the CDS post, theaterization, and integrated commands. It is also relevant to GS Paper 2, which covers polity and governance, including civilian control of the armed forces and the Cabinet Committee on Security. In conclusion, the appointment of the new CDS and Navy Chief marks a significant development in India's defense restructuring, with the theater command reform being a crucial aspect of this process. The successful implementation of this reform will have a profound impact on India's strategic position and its ability to respond to emerging security challenges.